December 16, 1854, Rochester, New York. Letter to Brethren and Sisters. News of James White's sickness and the death of his sister Anna. Dear Brethren and Sisters, I have been wanting to write you for some time, but a multitude of cares has hindered me. I have not forgotten your kindness to us, no, but we have passed through trials and suffering. Dear Anna, Anna White, sleeps in Jesus. For weeks before she died, she was entirely helpless and had to be lifted from 6 to 9 times a day, and for months she could not walk without help. Oh, it has been a fearful scene of suffering we have passed through. Anna died a hard death. Oh, how my mind has suffered. My feelings have been intense. Nathaniel White, lies low in the grave. Anna sleeps in Jesus. I have been very fearful, yes, greatly alarmed, that the disease that has preyed upon Nathaniel and Anna is preying upon James. James Springer White. He has been afflicted in the same way, and unless he is speedily relieved, he will go in the same way. We have prayed and wrestled with God, and are still holding on to his promises. We have set apart noon in this family for a season of prayer, especially for James. We believe God will work for him. Pray for him especially. Henry Nichols White, aged 7, health is good. Edson, James Edson White, aged 5, is not very well. Baby, William Clarence White, born August 29, 1854, seems to be in perfect health. He is a great fat boy. Is 3 months and a half old, and he weighs 17 pounds, 7.7 kilograms. He is good-natured, seldom cries, is very playful and active. He has but one fault, that is, he is afraid of singing. My health is quite good for me. But James, poor James. I think he must leave the work sometimes and have quiet rest. I fear at times his life will fall a sacrifice to his incessant labors. I ask again your prayers. I do want to see you very much. I have about as much as I can do to take care of my 3 children. You have seen Henry. Well, Edson has more life and roughery than Henry, so you must know my hands are full. January 9, 1855. You see, the above has been written for some time before I finished it. I made a visit to Mill Grove, New York, and have but just returned. We are as well as usual. Baby weighs 19 pounds, 8.6 kilograms, is a fat, healthy boy, perfectly good-natured, seldom cries. My health is quite good, except a trouble of bloating, which makes me feel unpleasant. I weigh 150 pounds, 68 kilograms. I am very grateful to the friends for their donations to me. I will try to use it just right, knowing it is the Lord's money. You thought of sending a box of dried fruit. It would come very acceptably. Can you get some spikenard? You need not preserve it in sugar. Send it dry. James ate a part of that you sent to poor Anna and thought it did him good. Many of our friends recommend a constant use of it to James as very healing and useful for the lungs. John Thomas and James need to use it freely. I want to see you very much. Oh, shall I have the privilege? James says ask them if they can get some spikenard and send me. Much love to all the dear children of God, from your unworthy sister.